Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday. Wednesday at 1:20. You know what that means?
Jason's here.
It means Jason's here.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what it means, Randy, because you can see him right there. There's sitting Jason. Across the table.
Yeah. Yo, yes, what's
he's
up?
Not. We're not talking to him on the other side of town because he's in
nope.
traffic.
Nope. No,
right?
He's sitting right there in his chair.
We're not sitting at TPC Sugarloaf.
That was nice, though.
That was nice. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if we were sitting at TPC Sugarloaf out there on the porch broadcaster from Julian Gressel's tournament. That's the last time we talked to you. That was last Tuesday. We obviously skipped Wednesday because we talked Tuesday. Here we are again. And look, Atlanta United's going to be back in action over the weekend. It's been a long break, hasn't it?
It hasn't, it's felt long. But it's felt like it has been. And it's really weird because you've had other games going on around the league. You've had all kinds of things happen that have affected Atlanta United, but they haven't had a chance to play. And it's going to be weird to get back into it Saturday.
Now, I do want to let you know, you could check out some of our earlier conversations. We had a Braves conversation in the first hour, available on 92.9thegame.com on the Andy and Randy page. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to the AMA. Any question, any topic, either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. And as Jason does on Wednesdays, he will hang out for the AMA as well. So you can get your Atlanta United questions in on Twitter, either at Longshu or at TBM929 that way. So there we have it. Now, one question that someone threw at me a little bit earlier, Jason, was about Barco and mm-hmm. Barco's health and whether or not he's going to be good to go this weekend.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow when Frank DeBoer speaks to the media. He was not out in training today, but there's two more sessions between now and the game. That could have been, he could have been inside working. We don't know. And that's what we'll have to wait until Frank speaks to the media tomorrow.
Damn it, man.
What?
Like, I was coming. I was. This whole international break came at the right time. We know they emptied the tank last game against Philly. Just like, all right, we get this break. And you mean to tell me that we might not be whole this weekend, Jason?
Well, you play again on the Wednesday right after it. Then you're back in it the following weekend. Then you're back at it the following Wednesday. There's a bunch of games coming up.
I know, Jay.
You got to manage it.
I know, Jay, but I'm just saying, the first one back, you're excited. But Atlanta United been going a long time. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me we ain't going to be whole?
We don't know. Right. We don't know.
They might be.
It's still early.
Yeah, we just hold out hope.
I know.
It's possible that he'll be healthy and they'll be fine.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because one of the things...
I got money on this.
All right.
Hello. There
you
go.
Let's just spread on an MLS soccer game.
It's like, complicated because you're in those like plus and minus like triple-digit numbers.
Right.
And you don't have like a point spread.
Right. Like a half a goal?
Yeah, no. You don't have any of that. It's win, lose, draw. It gets complicated.
You could do over-unders, probably. Like
you
the
do
teams
those,
that combine for however many goals.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, those happen.
That's good. Gamble. Because obviously, gambling on European soccer is a huge deal.
Massive.
You can gamble
massive.
At the stadium in England, right?
Yes.
You just walk right up to a window and put money down.
A player in the championship in the second division in England was, I think, reprimanded. He's either suspended or he's fined because of gambling. His team, his jersey, has a gambling sponsor on the front.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like, come on. How are you going to punish him for this?
The hypocrisy. That's hilarious.
That's
now, I wonder, because, look, I don't. We're going to bounce all over the place because Atlanta United hasn't played recently. So we'll talk about the game and all that stuff. But, I mean, gambling is going to make its way into American sports eventually. The NBA, I think, is sort of leading the charge as far as making it sound like they would be willing to do that. It might be something that if MLS got out in front of this and did it first, that'd be pretty savvy. And I think it might be one of those things that increases the popularity of the league.
Don Garber's been vocal about being out in front. He wants to be one of the ones leading the charge with it. And, you know, I mean, you can acknowledge it or not, but the NFL with fantasy football and everything, that's why you're going to watch other games than your team. And I think that's something that MLS is trying to get to, is that you had the huge New York Derby. You had the Red Bulls and NYC, and the ratings were not good nationally because if you're an Atlanta United fan, I don't think there's as much reason to watch the rest of the league. There should be, and I'm engaged, and I think there's storylines to engage you, but the storytelling from the national side isn't what it could be. You know, there's compelling games that don't get large ratings. It's kind of like baseball in a lot of ways, where you're going to watch your local team,
yeah,
but you might not watch the World Series if your local team's not in it.
Right.
That's a really interesting point. I hadn't thought about that much because, yeah, I mean, I'll watch the Thursday night football
game.
You're
going to watch any NFL game.
In the NFL. Right. I mean, I'm going to watch all the noon games on college football, mm-hmm, Saturday, and any game that's on Friday or whatever, I'll probably watch. I watch all the Atlanta United games.
Yep.
I'll watch a Timbers game here and there. Yep. I'll watch a Sounders game here and there. But by and large, you're right. If it's a Tuesday night on Fox Sports 1 and Montreal's playing against Toronto, I'm probably not going to watch that game.
And it might be a great game because, yeah, that's a great rivalry.
Right.
And it should be compelling. But the story isn't there yet. It needs to get there for the league to grow.
Gambling.
You know, I mean, I think you're half joking, but you're not far off.
No, I'm not
joking.
That's
part of it.
I mean, I'm saying it jokingly because I guess when you talk about gambling, you have to be half joking.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Like, I think gambling's fine.
I have no problem with
it. People, I guess, get addicted to
it,
whatever, but people get addicted to alcohol.
Losing houses
and
all that. And
we spend a lot of money on alcohol and endorse a lot of alcohol, mm-hmm, on this radio station.
Yeah.
I have no problem with gambling whatsoever. I think that's the next step towards the NFL becoming a $25 billion business. Yep. I think the popularity of every single individual sport is going to grow. I'm not kidding. I think gambling would help.
Well, all the sports leagues, they got to get their cut, though. And I think
that's what it's going to come down to. Sure.
That's the most important thing. Brian told me in my ear that, you know, in some of the local places where gambling is allowed, how the ratings have went up, you know, from probably like average to just like, wow, why are our ratings soaring so much? But getting back to soccer, Jay, what did you think of the U.S. men's team? And we were talking in the bullpen. I asked Mike this morning, how much longer can Guzan be that, you know, the goalkeeper for this U.S. national team?
I'll tell you what, I would not have been gambling on the U.S. men's national team in these last two games. I don't know what to expect out of the team at this point.
What is the problem?
Well, I don't know what the expectations are. You know, it's kind of like right now they're in friendlies. Like, are you trying to win? You lost 3-0 to Mexico,
right,
and the conversation coming out of it was, we played the way we wanted to, we're building, there's progress. All right, why are you making me buy a huge dollar ticket to come in and watch what's a preseason game, it sounds like?
Right.
And this is something that, you know, it does cross over to what we saw with the Falcons on the weekend. How seriously do you take a friendly or an exhibition game or a preseason game? And if you don't, how does that affect when the games do matter? Because the U.S. has games that matter coming up. It's Canada and Cuba.
Right.
But they haven't exactly looked convincing going into those games.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, man. I know it's probably a cliche, but even all the great coaches, whether it's Saban or Kirby or Bell or whatever, like, they talk about practicing like you're playing in a game,
mm-hmm,
right? And again, maybe it is a cliche, maybe not. I know Georgia practices like they're playing in games,
yes,
and Alabama practices like they're playing in games, and they don't seem to have letdowns even when they play mediocre teams. I did not understand the way the Falcons approached the preseason whatsoever, and it showed up on Sunday against the Vikings. I'm with you. Like, take it seriously. Like,
yeah,
the U.S. national team has been a paradox for years now. Like, if the sport of soccer is going to truly grow the way that we want it to in this country, and it has. Like, mm-hmm, soccer has grown huge, especially over the last 10 years. That national team has to be good and has to continue to get better. And I'm with you. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to not know what they're going to be on a day-in, day-out basis.
Yeah.
Game-in, game-out basis.
I don't know in these exhibitions what I'm judging it by. You know, watching last night against Uruguay, they looked more comfortable than they did against Mexico. Uruguay also sat deeper, so they allowed them to have the ball more. They didn't create enough chances with it. They looked bad in transition. Defensively, it kind of fell apart at times. Those are things that have to get better. They have to get more aggressive defensively. If you're going to be a possession-based team like we see with Atlanta United, what's been the big change for Atlanta is over the season, they're stepping up higher. When they turn the ball over in the attacking half, they're immediately trying to win it back. The U.S. right now is trying to fall back. So they lose possession. They're trying to fall back. People are scrambling, and the other team slices them up. That's been the big issue. Randy, your question about Brad, I think Brad's a guy who can be through the next World Cup cycle in 2022. I think he's a guy who hasn't had a ton of injuries in his career. I think he's a player who is playing, in my opinion, the best soccer of his career right now. And he plays in a system that is very similar to what Greg Berhalter wants for the U.S. national team, a possession-based system. That's what he does here. Mm-hmm. He starts the possession. He should be doing that with the national team, in my opinion.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, live in studio, as he does at 1:20 on Wednesdays. As always, brought to you by Heineken 0.0, great taste, zero alcohol. I know you mentioned that the U.S. team played Mexico recently. Did not go well recently.
No.
Tata Martino, the manager now in Mexico. How is that going? How is he being received by the fans of the Mexican national team?
Oh, it's a tale of two matches, because after the U.S. win, it was great. Everybody was very happy about Tata Martino. Right. Then they lost last night 4-0 to Argentina.
Oh.
And it was not happy coming out of Mexico this morning. But that's, I mean, that's what happens. You know, Mexico is still figuring it out with Tata Martino. Like, his style is a little easier to step into, I think, than what Berhalter's trying to do with the U.S. But if you don't have it on a certain day and you're playing against a talented team like Argentina, even without Lionel Messi, you're going to get hurt.
I know that, you know, they're... You know, the U.S. men's team, they had a lot of names, a lot of guys, you know. Now, who are these guys? I mean, because I know when you know, back, I mean, you know, back then you knew these, you knew the Bradleys and what's the guy?
Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan. Yeah. Thank you very much, Andy. You knew who these guys were. When you look at this team, you're like, well, who the hell is he? I mean, who are the young stars that we are looking forward to seeing in 22?
Christian Pulisic is the man. Okay. He's at Chelsea now in the Premier League, went for a huge transfer. He's the man for this team. Okay. He played against Mexico, and it wasn't great. Weston McKennie, I think, playing in Germany, is another guy who could be one of those focal points. I think on the back line, somebody needs to become that. And is it Aaron Long, who plays with the Red Bulls, who's going to go to Europe here eventually? Is it John Brooks, who's been playing in Germany and scored in the 2014 World Cup? Or honestly, is it Miles Robinson?
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, name. I think Miles is another perfect fit for this system. He plays in a possession style. He's gotten so much better with the ball at his feet. And he can, when those moments in transition when it falls apart, how many times have we seen Miles close something down with his speed?
He's the best.
He's the best.
I think he's the best in MLS
I
at
agree.
That. Like, the one-on-one defending and all of that. He's the safety valve. Somebody makes a mistake, Miles Robinson's going to clean it up.
Defender of the year, it should have Miles Robinson's name on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.